Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Start in child's pose, please. It's a perfect day for yoga. I acknowledge you being here. Your first choice to show up for your body. Relax the muscles in your face. Tabletop. Stack your shoulders over your wrists. Separate your knees about hip-width distance. If you'd like to curl your toes under, you can do that. And wake up your spine. Do some cat and dog tilts. Make your intention to breathe in and out of your nose. Open your two eyes. On your next exhalation, downward dog. And welcome to your body. Welcome. Move it around, shift around, experience your feet, spread out your toes. Fan your fingers into your mat. And everybody create more space between your hands and your feet. Walk your feet back. Bring your hands towards the front edge of your mat. Drop your head towards the floor. High plank. You can bring your knees to the ground. Chaturanga, low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. High plank. Low plank. Up dog, down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the left. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Left leg go up. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. Walk forward, bring your feet together. Bend your knees, clasp your hands at your lower back. Spread out your toes. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Breathe in. Forward bend. Straighten your legs little by little. Bring your hips forward. Let the tension in your neck dissolve. Let the tension in your face dissolve. Straighten your legs a little more. Bring your hips forward towards the front of the studio. Drop your hands to your mat. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Uddiyana, pull your belly up. Fan your toes. Spread your fingers. Do a little baby back bend. Belly up. Pull your belly up. Bring your hands to your heart center. One om. Reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in, forward bend, breathe out. Flat back, breathe in, high plank. Lift your chin away from your chest, breathe in. Come forward halfway down, or rest on your mat. Up dog. Down dog. Open your eyes. Clear out that morning haze. See one point, see it clearly, and stay committed to that. I promise you'll have a powerful practice if you see one physical point clearly. Every pose, that's the beginning of every pose. Breathe in. Breathe out. You'll see the breath will just grow. Walk or jump to the front of your mat. So it will flow. Halfway up. Forward bend. Sweep up. Get air in. As much air as possible. Bow forward. Halfway up. High plank. Uddiyana. Down dog. Are you still sleepy? Still in bed, greenhouse? Still in bed? Huge breath in. Empty out. Get it out. It's stale air. It's been in your lungs all night. Walk or jump to the front of your mat. Halfway up, refresh. Bow forward. Sweep up. Firm up your legs. Tighter, feet together. Bow forward. Halfway up, make your feet come together, please. High to low plank. Upward dog. And you want to give up jumping to high plank. If anything, jump to low plank. Especially in the morning, exaggerate how gentle you are. How careful you are. Full of care, huh? Down dog. Ujjayi breathing. Throat breathing. Specialized breathing. Breathing that won't happen unless you create it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk to the front of your mat. Get this down. It's no good for you. Flat back. Breathe in. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Uddiyana. Pull your belly to your spine. Squat 6 inches closer to the floor. Breathe in. Fold forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Create stability. Pull your belly up to your spine. Straighten your back leg. Spread out your fingers. Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Upward dog, crystal clear vision. Downward dog, left side warrior one. Super conscious of each foot. Spread out your toes. Eyes clear. Come on, look at one point straight ahead of you. See it. Huge breath in. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. You're going to get everything you need for your life, for your whole entire life. Everything you need this morning. Breathe in. Breathe out. You just need some good air. Good movement. Walk or jump to your hands. Some inspiration halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Long spine. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right side warrior one. Get up there. Wake up. Spread out your fingers. Chaturanga. Don't have to force it. Upward dog. Downward dog, left side warrior. Wake up the muscles in the bottoms of your feet, the muscles in your hands. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Now own every bone in your hands. Bring emphasis to plugging your index finger knuckle into your mat. Where the index finger meets the palm, that'll be your hand meditation this morning. Breathe in. Breathe out. You can meditate on your hands and your feet. Walk or jump forward. That's a powerful awakening. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Right side flow. You're doing great. You just got to move from point to point. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog, left side warrior one. Give up the rushing, give up the competitiveness, give up, I gotta get there. Low plank, you're already here. Up dog, down dog. Key is just being here, waking up with your friends, not forcing anything, just loving your body, loving community. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk or spring forward. Halfway up, forward bend. Utkatasan, bow down. Long spine, chaturanga. Upward dog, down dog. Right side, fill it up. Listen for the sound of air filling up lungs. Listen for it. Low plank. Up dog, down dog. Left side, warrior one. Just being around the sound. Low plank, being around the sight. Up dog, you know, people moving, coming together. Down dog, bring your feet together, lift your right leg up, bend your upper knee and hang out here, there's a good edge, or flip over. Ground your foundation into your mat. Good earth, you know, bigger air, more air. Press the floor, more space. High plank, bring your feet together, spin your heels to the right, take your left arm to the sky. Feel fire in your quadriceps and your triceps. And feed the fire, big air, flow, big air flow. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Bring your hands to your heart center, prayer twist to the right. Bring your back heel towards the front of the room. So your back heel stacks over the mounds of your back toes. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. You can put a block down to the inside of your front foot. You could shift and put the block to the outside of your front foot. Five. Four, three, two, keep rotating, warrior two, side angle pose. Begin with your foundation, line up your heels, put your front foot on 12 o'clock. Half bind, you can always toe heel your feet away from each other to increase the intensity of the pose. Just because it's morning time doesn't mean you want to miss out on the intensity. You want the intensity, just don't make it overwhelming. Draw the front edge of your pelvis up towards your navel. Uddiyana Bandha. Now sink your hips a few inches closer to your mat. Take a big breath in. Low plank. Upward dog. Meditate on your hands and your feet. Conscious. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Left leg go high. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip over. It's not just a physical awakening, a mental, a psychic awakening. You dump out all that psychic debris that's living between your ears every time you look clearly through your two eyes. High plank, heels to the left, right arm to the sky. And a great psychological awakening in the body when you don't force the body. Okay, you take the muscles to the threshold, but chaturanga, not forcing it. Up dog, down dog. Left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. Foundations first. Managing stabilities first. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Pin the inner edge of your front foot into your mat. You see how that gets wobbly And then that'll lead to your front shin wavering from the left to the right. Solidify. Pull your thigh bones in the pelvis. It feels like you're wrinkling up the mat between your heels, front to back. A few more counts. Yeah, not only pulling your thigh bones, pull your back quadricep up under the thigh bone. Breathe in. Twist and empty out. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Half bind. Okay, the placement of your feet, it's great. Now place your eyes with greatness. Intentional, and then execute, seeing, see it. Wake up your brain. A few more counts. Nod your front knee forward and to the left. Take a huge breath in. Low plank. Upward dog. Lift your sternum to the ceiling. Down dog. Ah. Tell you, no better way to wake up. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Consider there's no awakening. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. We'll do some early morning mining. Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist to the right. Almost like you have a headlamp on. So gaze into the light, wherever your headlamp would be. Gaze to that point. And it's just like that. Wherever you place your eyes, there's a new light in the brain, in the body. Well, let me say a new awareness throughout the whole of the body. Spread out your toes. And work consciousness upward through your shins. Pull the fronts of your shins to the back of the room. And drop your hips a few inches close to the mat. Stick your bum out. And you just stay in a prayer, breathing deep and free. Or straighten your arms and breathe deep and free. Vinyasa is the experience of allowing your breath to move deep and free. Five counts. Drop your hips another inch or two to the mat. Okay, lift your torso an inch or two off the front of your thighs. Ring out. Go ahead, twist more. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hook your big toes with your index and your middle fingers. Make your palms face each other. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Pull forward. Good morning, hamstrings. But don't give them a rude awakening. Just gently coax them into intensity. We love intensity, but you got to go slow. You move into intensity. Usually we're moving into intensity by default. It just happens, and it overloads our nervous system. So one, we're undoing a lot of that mental wiring through the process of creating healthy sensation. Not too much, not too little. Let go of your toes. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees. Utkatasana. Prayer twist to the left. Charge your feet with your gaze. Look at your feet. And then see your feet. Pause. No, some of you aren't looking at your feet. Look at your feet. See your feet. And then be with your feet. Be with them until you choose to shift your vision elsewhere. But you never leave your feet. You're communing with your feet wherever you put your attention. Energy goes. Where awareness goes, energy flows. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Be conscious of the space between your baby toes and fourth toes. Spin your inner ankles to the back of the room. A few more counts. Go ahead, ring out. Twist more. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Gorilla. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Lengthen your spine. Breathe in. Fold forward. Give yourself a hand massage. Get rid of the tension in your hands. Receive the bones of your feet. Straighten your legs more. Lift the back of your thigh bones towards the ceiling. Lean into it. Let the tension dissolve in your neck, in your jaw. Okay, lean back a little bit. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Eagle pose, right side. Bend your knees, right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. 5, 4, keep your shoulders stacked above your hips. 3, drop your chin towards your chest. 2, sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. Bend your knees. That's the first action in eagles. Bend your knees. 5, stick your bum out a little, Jen. 4, 3, add the breath, add it. 2, sweep up. You see how you hold your breath? Right side, eagle pose. Who cares if you fall out of the pose? Be real and authentic. Like, really breathe. 5, 4, make your lips touch. 3, more expansive in breaths. 2, sweep up. Left side, eagle pose, bend your knees. Left leg over your right leg. Left arm under your right arm. You're leaning forward, Harry. And go back, back, chin down, chin down. Breathe now, breathe. Chin down, Mara. Add the breath, you're holding your breath. Breathe out. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Empty out. Standing leg raise, right side. Left hand to your hip, right knee up to the level of your waist. Stay here, straighten your right leg out in front of you. 1, come into the pose now. 2, 3, left hand to your hip. 4, take your upper leg to the right, gaze to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, bring your upper leg back to center, straighten your arms vertically, breathe in, airplane. Bring your hands to your heart center, half moon. Put a block, wide side of the block down. Five. 4, 3, ground your bottom, big toe mount on the mat. 2, ragdoll. Drop your hands to the floor, bring your feet together. Ground your feet in the earth, stand up. Straighten your arms high, breathe in. Hands to your heart center. Standing leg raise, left side. 1, 2, 3, 4, take your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. 5, bring your upper leg back to center, straighten your arms vertically, breathe in, airplane. Breathe, Theo, you hold your breath, breathe, breathe. Bring your hands to your heart center, half moon. Put these in, lower ribs in, lower ribs in. See how you're puffing out there? Yeah, get those in. 5, 4, 3, 2, ragdoll. Drop your hands to the floor. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet in the earth. Stand up. Straighten your arms high. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Place your right foot to your left inner thigh. Place your hands over your heart center. And be conscious of the four corners of each foot. Be conscious of the lining of your palms. And make the centers of your palms pitted. So press your finger pads together, press the knuckles together, but the center of the palm is domed. So there's a little space. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Pull your belly to your spine. Ground your lower foot into the floor. Rise up, 10 fingertips to the ceiling. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Balance on your right leg, left foot to your right inner thigh. Bring your hands to your heart center. So be conscious of your hands. No crossing your fingers, palm to palm. So keep your lips touching. If you can, again, your tongue to the upper palate behind your upper row of teeth. Just like you have a hand mudra, there's other mudras in the body. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to the floor. Come up to the front of your mat. Press your feet into the earth. Reach your arms high. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. Five. Four, three, two, stand up. Prasarita Padottanasana. Hands to your hips, right toes to the left side of the room. Take your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side. Connect your hands mid-back. Use a strap if you have to. Breathe in, forward bend. Spread your toes, make your feet parallel to one another. And create good resistance in your shoulders. Bring your hands as close together as possible. Spread your toes, firm up your legs, and lean into it. Let the tension in your neck dissolve. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stand up. Pyramid pose. Bow forward. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Twist to the right. Twisting triangle. Five. Get in there. Get in there. Four. Three. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left foot forward, warrior one. Warrior two, straighten your legs, triangle pose, line up your heels, five, four, three, two, stand up, Prasarita Padottanasana, left toes to the right side of the room, arms high, breathe in, drop your left arm by your side. Connect your hands mid-back. Fold forward. Open your eyes. Relax your jaw, your neck, muscles in your face. Pull your elbows into the center line of your body. Pull them in. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stand up. Pyramid pose. Fold forward. Twisting triangle. Five. Four. Three. Two, chaturanga, upward dog, down dog, good work, high plank, lower to your mat, four, three, two, one, rest. Ah. Flip the other cheek to your mat. Bring your forehead and chin to the floor, locust pose. Lace your fingers at your lower back. Use a strap if you got tight shoulders. Firm up your legs, firm up your arms. Really tight, muscle to bone. Breathe out. Inhale, press your pubic bone on the mat. Thigh bones and collarbones go up. 5, 4, 3, lift, lift, lift. 2, come down. Cactus arms. Breathe out. Inhale, lift. Pull your legs closer to the center line of your body. And from your inner thigh bones, lift your legs. From your inner thigh bones, work, locate the bones, and then move from your bones. Chin towards your chest. A few more counts. Lift your upper arm bones towards the ceiling. Come back to your mat. Bow pose, maybe one leg at a time. Flex your feet. Pull your knees to the center line of your body. Breathe out. Inhale, press your shins to the back of the room. At ease, in effort, at ease. 5, 4, 3, 2, come down, grab your feet. See if you can grab your feet next time. Right, I'm gonna hook you up. Bow pose. Flow, 10. Five. 4, 3, 2, come back to earth. Up dog. Down dog. Camel pose. Drop your knees to the floor. Maybe you put a blue block with a stripe in between it, and the stripe in it, in between your thighs. Pull in. Don't let your knees splay apart. That's default. You can keep your hands at your hips. Drop your head back, or you can reach your hands to your heels. 5, 4, 3, 2, down dog. Yeah, when you use the block and camel, you want to use the thicker block. One more camel, go for it. Flow, 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, down dog. Bridge pose. You can jump through your hands, lay on your back. Ground your feet in your mat, about hip width distance. Lift your hips off the floor. Lace your fingers at your lower back. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your bum to the mat. What a good space you're in. Ready? We'll do wheels. Reset your feet like you're doing bridge. If you can do bridge, you'll put your hands on the floor outside your shoulders. Pull your belly towards your spine. Press down and come up. 5, 4, 3, 2, come back to your mat. Reset your feet. We'll do three more. ground into the earth, come up. Five, four, three, two, come back to the ground. Two more. Ready, set, go. Five, four, three, meditate on your hands and your feet, press them into the earth, come down. Tell you, my mornings, just in the last 2 weeks, have become better and better. In 42 years, I started reading that book, Man's Search for Meaning, and reading about how the prisoners woke up in Auschwitz. Go read that. And then see how fortunate you are right now. You know how many people would kill to be in your space right now? Like in this space where the teacher's like, you want to do a wheel pose and feel really good? Okay, ready? So create this for yourself to be soul food. This is your whole yoga class right now. This is the moment. This is your moment of truth. Ready? Bridge your wheel. Set and go. Feel the pain. A renewal, a refreshing, of waking up, of authenticity, of being true, true. 10, steady, steady. Anything's possible, truly. 5, 4, take this on. 3, press the floor more. 2, come back to the mat. Great job. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Straighten your legs. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Huge breath in, empty out. Another one, breathe in, breathe out. One more, breathe in, dump it out. Squeeze your knees into your body. Massage your back muscles across your mat. Chin in one direction, knees in the other direction. Dead bug. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs to the ceiling. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Breathe in. Go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep going until I tell you when to stop. I'll tell you when to stop. You just keep going. Get into the groove, create pranayama. Be gotten by the pulsation of the breath, the sound of the breath, the movement. Keep your chin lifting off your chest, firm up your legs, flex your feet. Keep going. We'll do about 20 or 30 more. Firm legs, firm legs. Activate your legs, Harry. Activate, squeeze them, squeeze them. You can squeeze them. Straight, 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 straight. That's straight. Good. Now keep them there and lift up more. More breath. Okay, arms by your side or sit on your forearms. Drop your legs 1/3 towards the ground. Another 1/3 towards the ground. 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees into your body. Hey, bicycle, go. Flex your feet. And just a few of them, touching your elbow to your opposite knee. Chin in the middle of your chest. Make air come out of your nose when you twist. And then air will go into your nose as you approach the midline of your body. Stay in it. Okay, 10 more seconds. Love that burn. Love it. Okay, legs up. Sit on your forearms or arms by your side. One third down with your legs. Another third down. 2 inches from the floor. 10. Steady. Steady. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees into your body. Twist. Take your knees to the left and your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Be with your gut. Come back to center. Take your knees to the right and your chin to your left shoulder. Bring your knees up to center. Grab underneath your thighs. Rock and roll, head to heels. After a few of those, vinyasa down dog. Half pigeon, right side. Create your foundation. Put a block under your right hip. You drop your head to a block or drop your head to the floor, but get rid of the tension in your neck. Let go of the tension in your jaw. If you take a peek at your front thigh bone is parallel to the right side of your mat, close to it. Front thigh bone, parallel to the right side of your mat. Give up any tension in your mouth, your jaw, lips. When you breathe in, aim to have your in-breath hit underneath your collarbones. We'll fill up the bottom of your lungs and then all the way up under your collarbones. Ten more counts. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side. Just make this your morning meditation. Morning is pristine. Scoot forward on your mat so you're, yeah, so you're on your mat. Get big breath out, big air out. You just relax with it. Just sit with what comes to you. Create a space where you're relaxed, you're just sitting, you're patiently breathing in and out of your nose, and what comes to you. And then just be with it. You don't push it away, just be with it. Draw it forth though. Big in breaths, dig into the muscle. For five more counts. Sit up, double pigeon. Ground your sitting bones in your mat. Roll forward in your sitting bones and bow down. Meditate on your feet. Press your heels through the middle of your ankles. Mind your bottom ankle, flex it. Lean into it. Lean into the pose. Breathe in through your nose. Breathe out through your nose. One cycle at a time. In through your nose. Out through your nose. Come on, breathe, breathe. Wake up, wake up. Okay, switch legs. Switch. You can bring your hands to the sides of your hips so you're not rounding. And then lift your sternum up. Like really, like this. Breathe in. Breathe out. Yeah, now keep doing that for each other. Keep doing that. Just like that. That's two. Keep doing it. That's three. Keep going. Just like that. Nothing messes with you. I can talk to you. And you can be in the world. In your thing, but staying present. It takes some rigor to get that air in, because otherwise you'll go right back to survival mode breath. So suck it in and push it out. And over time, you become much more sensitive around that, much more skillful around that. And the breath starts to be drawn in from the throat. Oh, through the nose, but resonating in the throat. See how it's nasally? Yeah, exactly. Feel the difference? One's in the nose, one's in the throat. It's a tiny little shift, right? That was great. Good job. Sit up. Extend your legs out in front of you. Seated forward bend. Begin with your knees bent, torso flat on your thigh bones. And then grab your feet. You can put a blocker at the bottoms of your feet and grab around the block. Move your sitting bones away from your heels. Heels away from your sitting bones. Inverted tabletop. You don't want any impingement in the shoulder, so you can walk your feet forward to the front of the studio or towards your hands. And you'll get impingement if the hands are cupping. So knuckles down. So Marvin, hands either the side or the front. Now see how your fingers are going back. Yeah. Five. Four. Three. Left, left. Two. Bring your bum to the ground. Scoot up to the front of your mat. Lay on your back. Put a block under your bum. Turn upside down. Activate your legs. Spread out your toes. Separate your heels a little bit. You got so much going for you. Got a healthy body. You got a healthy enough mind to show up at practice. Just gaze at your feet. So lucky to be the master of your body. To train your body. Now, that was the one thing from reading that book, while I'm reading that book, Man's Search for Meaning, is that Viktor Frankl, the guy who wrote the book, he's always saying through the book how possible joy was in the middle of all this. Like, I was like, what? How he used to see pictures after the Holocaust, have to see pictures, and people used to bring him pictures. And they used to be, isn't this horrible? And he goes, I don't see any horror in it. They trained these guys into soldiers, but they became spiritual warriors. And you know, just showing up to your mat, you're getting a taste of what it really means to be embodied, to live something, to live on purpose. If your vital energy isn't there, there's nothing. Seriously, just in survival mode. You're already in prison. You can bring your knees to your forehead. Or your feet to the floor behind you for plow. Go to break free every morning. Every morning you go to break out of jail. It's good if you have some cellmates to do it with. George Gurdjieff used to say, if you were to escape from prison, the first thing you have to know is that you are in prison. Like, really, really? Your body becomes like a ball and chain. Unless you set it free every day. Hey, you can take your blocks out of the way. Bring your bum to the mat. Hug your knees into your body. Straighten your left leg down on the floor. Supine twist to the right. Bring your chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. All you got to do is meditate for 1 minute and see how much you're in bondage to your thoughts. When you really see it, like really see it, you look it straight in the eye, you'll do something about it. Come back to center. Bring your knees into your body. Straighten your right leg down on the mat. Take your left knee to the right side of your body. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. You know, and having done something about it this morning, now you can rest. And you can sit with yourself and be with yourself. A lot of the times when you sit with yourself, you're not with yourself. Bring your knees back to center. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Butterfly. Or corpse pose. Hey, you're in the promised land. Close your eyes and look around. Close your eyes and just look. Look inside. You probably just see darkness or blackness, maybe some colors, but just look in there. And listen to the sounds that are outside of your body. And you don't want any sounds coming out of you. So no sound of breath, no movement. Just be still and listen. Take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Breathe in. Empty out. Roll over onto your right side. Curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Bring your hands to your heart center. One om. And bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Breathe in. Together we say namaste. Peace and love. Good job. Nice work. Good job. Good job. Go eat some life-giving food, please, and get some water in your body. And, be kind. Good weather's coming. Crappy weather's coming, too, this week, so enjoy it. I will see you soon. If you have any questions, ask me. Don't slip when you're coming up here. You know what to do with the blocks, right? Get to it. See you soon. You're welcome.